A lawsuit was filed this week by Winona Police Chief Chester Allen Brewer against the Shannon County Sheriff and two deputies. Brewer claims that they arrested him as an act of retaliation, intimidation, and humiliation. According to the petition, the deputies entered the Winona City Police Department on February 27th and arrested Brewer without a warrant and without probable cause or justification. The filing alleges that the deputies were acting under the color of authority in their official capacity as Shannon County deputies. It further claims the deputies arrested Brewer on Sheriff Hogan's orders while Hogan was acting in his official capacity as sheriff. According to the petition, Brewer participated in Hogan's arrest on October 5th of 2023 for domestic assault. The filing also claims Brewer viewed or had knowledge of a video allegedly showing Hogan physically assaulting his wife during that investigation. Brewer previously worked as a deputy under the sheriff. According to the petition, Brewer has incurred $33,361.99 in medical bills related to the cardiac event, which the lawsuit says was caused or contributed by the defendant's actions. A Mountain Home couple was sentenced to prison for kidnapping and false imprisonment. Jacqueline Barnett and Daniel Wright were both sentenced on Monday to 20 years for first-degree kidnapping, 10 years each for three counts of false imprisonment, 6 years for permitting the abuse of a minor, 6 years for endangering the welfare of a minor, and 10 years for false imprisonment in a separate case. The two were arrested after police found a 15-year-old naked inside an apartment bathroom. Two younger children answered the door when police arrived. The teen told police that he was only let out to go to school. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is reporting the arrest of two people after a search warrant was served on a highway. The warrant was to seize illegal narcotics and 38-year-old Kistio Essler of Ava. Essler had an outstanding Douglas County warrant for endangering the welfare of a child. The search warrant was served just after midnight on Saturday. Essler and another male subject, identified as 29-year-old Dalton Young of Ava, were observed in the yard with a light on, working on a lawnmower. The two subjects took off running when they observed the approaching vehicles, only to be met by deputies who were waiting on the backside of the residence. Both subjects refused to comply with directives to get on the ground. Deputies assisted them to the ground where they were placed in handcuffs. A search of the residence and Dalton Young's vehicle resulted in the seizure of firearms, meth, mushrooms, and scales. A warrant was issued for Eastler for possession of a controlled substance, meth, unlawful use of a weapon by possessing meth and firearms, resisting, interfering with arrest for a felony, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond set at $10,000. A warrant was issued for Young for possession of a controlled substance, meth, and resisting, interfering with an arrest for a felony. His bond was set at $5,000. Two people were arrested following a traffic stop in Oregon County. Anthony Ray and Taryn Lowry were both arrested after being stopped on Highway 19 north of Alton on May 16th. A search was consented to by Ray, and during the search, deputies located a small plastic bag with a white crystal-like substance inside between the passenger seat and the center console. That substance later tested positive for meth. Neither Ray nor Lowry claimed ownership to the substance. Ray faces charge of possession of a controlled substance, failure to register a motor vehicle, and no insurance. Lowry is charged with possession of a controlled substance. Bond is set at $25,000 for Ray, $5,000 for Lowry. The Lawrence County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man Monday for drug and theft charges. Charles Wilburn Kennedy was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, theft of property, tampering with physical evidence, and failure to pay fines. He's being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. A Mountain View, Arkansas man has been arrested after burning three campers at an RV park. Charles Howard Gillihan was allegedly trying to burn snakes from a floor vent and caught his camper on fire along with two other campers in the park. Gillihan is charged with reckless burning, first-degree criminal mischief, and misdemeanor public intoxication. He was released on $35,000 bond. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two people for residential burglary. 30-year-old Brianna Davidson of Henderson and 27-year-old Jacob Davidson of Mountain Home were both arrested Monday. Both are charged with residential burglary and theft of property. Brianna Davis is also charged with non-payment of fines. Her bond was set at $3,410. Jacob Davidson's bond was set at $2,500. On Friday, Governor Mike Kehoe announced the judicial appointment of Brian Ellsworth of Kabul to the Associate Circuit Judge position for Texas County in the 25th Judicial Circuit. Ellsworth previously served as an attorney in the Office of Legal Ethics Counsel and Advisory Committee of the Supreme Court of Missouri before transitioning to a private practice. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office Weekly Activity Report, Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report, and the Izard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report are all now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Officials at Missouri State University in West Plains announced on Friday that Joanna Patillo, instructor of nursing at Missouri State West Plains, has been honored with the 2026 Governor's Award of Excellence in Teaching. The award was presented April 30th by university officials during a ceremony at Missouri State University in Springfield. The annual award recognizes outstanding educators from Missouri's public colleges and universities. It celebrates faculty members who demonstrate excellence in teaching, innovation in course design and delivery, student advising, service to their institutions, and a commitment to academic success.